Beef Supply Safety. Welcome and hello again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Despite another suspected case of BSE in the U.S., the Agriculture Secretary is defending the BSE surveillance system and the safety of the U.S. beef supply. Gary Crawford has more.
As we wait for results of further testing of another sample of a cow that may or may not have BSE, officials like Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns are assuring U.S. consumers and beef customers around the world
the beef supply in the United States is very, very safe.
Johanns told reporters Thursday that, yes, some consumer and food industry groups are criticizing the USDA's BSE testing program, especially after this new situation in which a veterinarian forgot to send a questionable sample off to be tested for 3 months. However, Johanns says, despite some glitches,
we are so far beyond what any international standard requires in terms of this additional surveillance program. We've exceeded and surpassed it. We're well beyond any international standard. We've historically done the right things here, and that's why we're seeing just so very little BSE in this country.
Only two confirmed cases so far, and by next week, officials say we should know whether or not the U.S. has another case. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Now, according to USDA Chief Veterinarian John Clifford, the department received the test on Wednesday as a result as part of a voluntary extension of the enhanced BSE surveillance program. In April, a veterinarian in an unidentified location took a tissue sample from the 12-year-old cow that died while calving. The tissue sample had been preserved, which readies it for testing. However, neither the typical rapid screening test nor the Western blot test can be conducted on a sample that has been preserved in this manner. Additional tissue from the animal is being tested at the USDA laboratory in Ames, Iowa, and at a laboratory in Weybridge, England. The Ag Department expects to announce the test results next week. Hope all of you have a safe rest of your weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.